My brothers and sisters in the Lord, with baseball season underway, a little story, a true story that is told by Mickey Mantle. One day, Mickey Mantle was playing a game, and he struck out 3 times in a row. And he was feeling very down on himself. And so he went back to the dugout and kind of put his head on his hands between his legs in one of those self-doubt, stressed-out positions. And a few moments later, a little boy comes and taps him on the knee. It's little Timmy Bear, Yogi Bear's son. And Mickey Mantle thought the little boy was going to offer a word of encouragement. Keep on playing. But the little boy, Timmy Bear, looked at Mickey Mantle and just said to him, "You stink." And went on his way. Keep that story in mind, my brothers and sisters, because it relates to the gospel today. We find the disciples, my friends, once again demoralized. Once again in doubt. And certainly, my brothers and sisters, if you think of all the events that have transpired over the past couple of days, you and I may be in the same position. They enter the city of Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. People are singing and praising Jesus. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And then as salvation history continues to unfold, we have Judas who betrays the Lord Jesus, one of his closest disciples. We have St. Peter who denies the Lord 3 times. We have Jesus walking the way of the cross, the other disciples going into hiding. The crucifixion on Good Friday, the resurrection on Easter Sunday. Trying to wrap the human mind around all these events can be a pretty daunting experience. And that's what the disciples were trying to do. And so here in this gospel today, we have the third post-resurrection experience. And once again, my friends, in this time of doubt, I often wonder if maybe the disciples did not necessarily doubt the resurrection. Certainly, I'm sure there was some doubt there, given the gospel accounts. But I also believe, my brothers and sisters, that they doubted themselves because they had failed the Lord. And throughout the past couple of days, we've seen their failures come to the forefront. Not only Judas and Peter, but certainly on that evening with doubting Thomas. Unless I see, I do not believe. Oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, I think you and I can relate to this. Because when we fail someone we love, there's a great deal of guilt and shame. And many times, my brothers and sisters, we prefer not to even have to face that person. Maybe it's better if I'm not in the relationship. I'll just go on another way. And that's what the disciples are doing here in the gospel. I mean, look how it begins. They decide to take a little quote-unquote break at the Sea of Tiberias. The Sea of Tiberias is another name for the Sea of Galilee. The disciples go back, these 7 that are listed, to where it all began, where the call was first received. And Peter, he decides to go back to his former way of life. What does he say? "I'm going fishing." Remember, it was at the Sea of Galilee that Jesus told Peter, "You will be a fisher of men." Well, it doesn't seem like these things are working out too well for Peter. So Peter's going back to his old ways. "I cannot be a fisher of men. I'm going to be a fisher of fish." And look at the other disciples. No one objects. No one says, hold on, Peter. They all say, we are going with you. And they all go fishing. This time out at the Sea of Tiberias. And in the beginning, as often is in the post-resurrection experiences, they do not recognize Jesus. And many times, my friends, I believe the disciples do not recognize Jesus because they're more focused on their failure. They're more focused on their self-doubt. They're more focused on licking their own wounds rather than on the mission and ministry the Lord has given them. And it's only as that is revealed to them that they're able to say, I have seen the Lord. It is Jesus. You see, my brothers and sisters, in our own lives, how often do we become so focused on our failure that we fail to see what the Lord has called us to do? Or we're so focused on our fear of failure that we rather go back to whatever is comfortable rather than allowing the Lord to stretch us and to use us as an instrument of his grace in whatever part of the vineyard he may be missioning us or sending us, even if the task is difficult and straining. It comes down, my brothers and sisters, to a question of faith. Do we have the kind of faith that we're not just focused solely on ourselves, on our own fear, on our own failure, on our own self-doubt, but that we have our eyes focused on Jesus. And in seeing the Lord, recognizing that the Lord Jesus is present even in the midst of failure. And oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, growth in the spiritual life comes from failure. Because it's in those times that we recognize who is in control. It's in those times that we recognize that it's not about me and it's not about you, but it's all about God and God's kingdom and God's people. It's sort of like a trapeze artist. You ever go to a circus or some sort of other event? The trapeze artist trains with a net. And because they know the net's there, they're willing to take the risk of jumping to the next swing, to the next trapeze, or to the next trapeze artist, or whatever the scene may be. Because they have reassurance that the net is going to catch them if they fall. That's the kind of faith we need to have. That God is always with us. Do not be afraid. Step out on faith. Most of you certainly know that Mother Angelica passed away on Easter Sunday. And she has some wonderful, witty quotes, especially when it comes of this notion with the disciples and each and every one of us. How oftentimes we're held back by our self-doubt and our fear and our unbelief, and we fail to walk out on faith. One of the things she writes, and I quote, "We are trained today to fear. I'm not afraid of failure. Fear of failure is the worst thing in the world because it prevents you from stepping out. For example, someone said to me, what will happen, Mother, if you buy all this printing equipment and then you can't pay for it? I told him I'll get 1,000,000 books out of it before they take it away." You see, my friends, we've become so focused on the self-doubt, we don't realize what we can do for the Lord. Jesus questions Peter at the end of the gospel 3 times, "Peter, do you love me?" in correspondence with the three times that Peter denied him. Why? To strengthen Peter. Peter, don't stay in your self-doubt. Don't stay in your fear. I still need you to be an instrument in the world. And it's not going to be an easy journey. As Jesus notes at the end. But what does he say? Follow me. You see, my friends, that's what it is to step out on faith. To follow Jesus. I go back to Mother Angelica, second quote. In every instance, God waited on his apostles to step out in faith, not knowing what was coming next. And this is where we fail today. We have been brainwashed to believe that we must first have a goal, then we must form a committee, then we must have several meetings, then we must have a capital campaign, then we must get all the qualified people, and then we must find a budget, and then and only then can we begin to do something for the Lord. By that time, you've forgotten what you started out to do. You see, my friends, are we willing to step out on faith? Easter faith, not knowing but believing, trusting. In our first reading, do we preach in the name of the Lord? Even when the world says to us, do not say anything in his name. Do we stay in our fear, a failure, our doubt, our worry? Or do we let the Lord strengthen us? And do we hear his invitation and his command? Come, follow me.